आजानुलम्बितभुजो कनकावदातौ सङ्कीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायताक्षौ विश्वम्भरौ द्विजवरौ सुगधर्मपालौ वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ. दिस् ब्यूटिफुल् प्रेयर् डिस्क्रैब्स् हौ Lakshmichaitanya Mahaprabhu has eyes that resemble lotus petals, and he has two hands, arms, which he raises above his head and dances very beautifully while singing the names of Krishna very melodiously. And his complexion is of molten gold, and he is the father of Sankirtan movement because he propagates the holy names of Sri Krishna all around. And he is the most merciful manifestation of Krishna's mercy, as he doesn't discriminate between people while distributing the holy name. It is said when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Ramananda Rai, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, it was exactly like two miners who have come together to dig out the gold mine and excavate different kinds of precious metals like gold and silver and diamond. In the same way, these two great personalities were excavating so many different finer and finer mellows and sweetness in relationship of Krishna and his devotees. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, he was so beautiful in his appearance, and he was dancing very beautifully. At the same time, his eyes were flooded with tears of love for Krishna, and he was always loudly chanting the holy name and also invoking everyone to participate in the Nam Sankirtan of the holy name. In fact, this had such a great impact even on the dry logicians and scholars, and there were people who were followers of Gautama's Karma Mimamsa philosophy. They were followers of Kapila's atheistic Sankhya philosophy. They were followers of Shankara's Mayavad philosophy. In this way, there were different types of followers following different types of philosophies and systems, and they were all simply absorbed in dry arguments. When Lord Chaitanya went to Shivakanchi, there were again impersonalists. And all these people, simply by taking darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and participating in the Sankirtan mission, became completely washed off, cleaned off of all their misgivings and anarthas and the bogus philosophies, and they all turned into Vaishnavas by darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one great, very great Vaishnava devotee called Prabodhanand Saraswati, who was the uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Of course, he was a very great Sri Vaishnava devotee before, but later, after meeting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wrote a poem in which he said, "Vanchitosmi, Vanchitosmi." He said, I am so unfortunate. Why did I not know this beautiful personality, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right from the beginning of my life? So many years I have wasted, whiled away uselessly in the pursuit of so many things. Of course, he was a very great devotee. He was not an ordinary devotee. He was a very great devotee of Lord Vishnu before. But still he lamented that he did not know Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu long before. "I have wasted so many years," he lamented. So we can understand the influence of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the father of Sankirtan, how powerfully he overwhelmed the hearts of the conditioned souls who were absorbed in dry speculation and different systems of philosophy. Similarly, our heart is contaminated with so many different types of philosophy, different types of perceptions and understandings about the material nature and the world around us. But by worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by taking shelter of his lotus feet, by meditating on this beautiful form of Krishna, whose eyes are brimming with tears and who is of the complexion of molten gold, whose arms are always raised and singing and chanting the holy name in great ecstatic transcendental bliss, By remembering this particular form, one's heart will surely melt. And when one chants the holy name, certainly one will develop taste for the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.